You'd be mad, too, if you didn't have football this Sunday. Stephen Price asks, Dear Drew, who do you see as the most likely quarterback the Texans will pursue in the draft to fit O'Brien's offense? Also, do you think the Texans might pursue Sam Bradford or Matt Stafford should they become available to lead the team as the draft QB is developed? I don't know what that meant the last. But, Stephen, I think the Texans will draft a quarterback. I think they will look on the free agent market. I think they will explore trade opportunities for veterans. I think they're also going to give Tom Savage a chance. So, yes, there will be a quarterback shakeup in the offseason and into 2016. And that question is so good, I'm going to award you Texas Lottery Scratch-Off. So just email and scratch. Say, hey, I won. Please send me my scratch-offs. Matt Brawley, Dear Drew, is there any chance Houston could get a second NFL team after the LA situation is resolved? I suppose there's a chance, but I don't think it's likely. Ramiro Rodriguez, great name. Dear Drew, can we get an update on Arian Foster and how he is doing? Yes, Arian Foster has been in NRG Stadium fairly regularly, and he's working on rehabbing his Achilles injury, and seems like he's doing all right, and it's clipping right along. And yeah, I think all is well with Arian, so to speak. Daniel Fuentes, Dear Drew, do any of the players read fans' comments that get posted on the Texans' Facebook page? Daniel, I've never asked. I don't know. But I would imagine that, yes, some of them do kind of peruse and do some clicking and do some surfing on the World Wide Web, the information superhighway. And we got one from a guy named Bob Ellis. Bob says, Dear Drew can take a hike. Well, thanks, Bob. I haven't been hiking in a long, long time, but I'm going to Hawaii pretty soon, so I'll do some hiking there. If you send me your address, I might send you a postcard. Man! That was a lot of fun, and I can't wait to talk with you again next time on Dear Drew.